Exclusive: Anthony Sabatini, Stephanie Murphy's indecisiveness on infrastructure bill reveals her mental unstableness. By Wendell Hasebo on September 10, 2021. U.S. congressional candidate and Florida State Representative Anthony Sabatini, R., told Breitbart News Friday that Representative Stephanie Murphy's DFL recent indecisiveness on President Joe Biden's $3.5 trillion Trojan horse infrastructure package reveals her mental unstableness. Murphy's flip-flopping on Biden's infrastructure bill reveals her mental unstableness, Sabatini said before referencing Biden's lowest approval rating this week of 39%. Murphy only changed her mind because Biden has a 39% approval rating from stranding at least 200 Americans in Afghanistan. But it is not enough for Murphy to just oppose a few of Biden's radical items, Sabatini said of Murphy's lack of commitment to Biden's far-left agenda. Murphy must disavow Biden's Marxist agenda. Her new flip-flop is nothing but a revamp and a reissue in a running of a late-late show of Murphy's incompetence, Sabatini said, echoing Ronald Reagan's 1976 speech at the Republican National Convention. It's time to elect freedom fighters to Congress who have a proven record of protecting individual rights from the tyrannical Democrat Party. Sabatini also said if Murphy won't stand up to Biden's failed approach on immigration, inflation, coronavirus mandates, and the deadly Afghan withdrawal, he will. We must save the stranded Americans, Murphy's party stranded, Sabatini said. We must have an immigration moratorium. We must kill beat inflation and end tyrannical mask and vaccine mandates. Sabatini's criticism of Murphy comes after she tweeted she could no longer make a common sense decision on Biden's $3.5 trillion Trojan horse package because she simply cannot make an informed, substantive decision. Without the full text of the bill, which is still being written by self-designated socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. I don't think we can afford to do everything. And as a legislator, I have to prioritize and make tough choices, she added. Murphy then blamed the Senate and not the Democrat leadership for the complicated passage strategy. I'm also frustrated it hasn't been pre-conferenced with the Senate. But I'll keep working to get this bill to a place where I can support it and it can become law, he said. Murphy's 2022 midterm House re-election bid has been derailed by Florida's redistricting measures that have left her to defend a newly shaped District 7, which will most likely include a majority of Republican voters. The district's new demographics and Sabatini's opposition will be a heavy lift for Murphy, especially because Murphy never planned to face the Florida freedom fighter. Murphy originally intended to run for Senate and launched a listening tour of the state. But when Representative Val Demings, DFL, decided to run against Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, Murphy took the hint and backed out of the primary race and told the media she will stay in District 7 to help make her party stronger. So I have decided instead of running for the U.S. Senate, I will devote my energy to helping make our party stronger, Murphy said. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.